This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team is meeting with President-elect Trump at his Florida estate. President Biden spoke to President-elect Trump yesterday, congratulating him. Today, the president says voters spoke Tuesday and says it shows the electoral process works and is transparent. He also says his administration will ensure a peaceful transition.
We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
The president also praised Vice President Kamala Harris and her campaign and says Democrats lost the battle but are not defeated in their values. Republicans took control of the Senate, but results are still not finalized in more than two dozen House races. Evacuation still underway in Southern California due to that massive wildfire burning in Ventura County north of L.A. Flames fueled by the Santa Ana winds have charred nearly 15,000 acres and destroyed more than 80 homes. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has won a third term, delivering a victory for Democrats in the swing state that President-elect Donald Trump carried. Baldwin defeated Republican challenger Eric Hovde, a bank owner and real estate investor endorsed by Trump. Hovde has not conceded the race, which was within the 1 percentage point margin that would allow for him to seek a recount based on unofficial results. The Associated Press called the race for Baldwin Wednesday afternoon, hours after absentee ballot results from Milwaukee put her over the top. In a statement before the AP called the race, Hovde didn't concede or say whether he would request a recount. Unofficial results show about 73% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast ballots in the 2024 presidential race, with the raw number of voters topping out at the highest in state history. Nearly 3.4 million people in Wisconsin cast ballots in the presidential race, won by President-elect Donald Trump on Wednesday. The number is likely to increase slightly as the few remaining outstanding ballots are tabulated. Just over 3.3 million voted for president in the 2020 election. The turnout percentage in Wisconsin is just below that seen in 2020. Tuesday's election was the first under Wisconsin's new political maps drawn by Governor Tony Evers. Lisa Hale reports.
Many Democrats were hopeful that the new maps would mean more Democrats in the Wisconsin legislative body. That did not happen. As of early Wednesday morning, Republicans were winners in at least 53 of the 99 assembly districts in the state. The change was felt, however, in the Senate, where Democrats flipped or kept Senate districts 8, 14, 18, 30, and 32, including Jamie Wall's defeat over Alloway Village President Jim Rafter in Senate District 30 and Kristen Alfheim's victory over Anthony Phillips in Senate District 18.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Is there a growing frustration? Chris Middleton is still not ready to play following ankle surgery this summer. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. No, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. So there's no frustration like in him. And there's nothing you can do about it.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team at home tonight at the Kohl Center against the Montana State Bobcats. NFL, the Packers had the bye week. The coaching staff reviewing the loss to the Lions. Matt LaFleur frustrated. He had to use up some timeouts early in that game.
There were a couple situations. Like, I was upset that I had to burn a timeout on a short yardage call that obviously got stuffed. Credit to Detroit. They did a few things that kind of kept us a little bit off balance. To me, it always starts with a plan and trusting your plan. And so you got to make sure your plan is a better plan.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A happy high-pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid-50s. With clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 53 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, November 7th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. We are here. It is sunny, Mr. Zommers. The sun is back out after a couple of days of needed rain. Still, the new drought forecast is out or whatever, and it's feeling a little bit dry, apparently, across the state of Wisconsin. So we got a little bit of needed rain. Not too bad of a day out there.
No, not bad at all.
Although Todd's voice is finally giving out. I knew this was coming. Typically after elections, big things, my body immune system kind of goes, oh, I've been operating at level X for a long time and now I'm going to get sick. So it's nothing contagious. I think it's just a combination of
stress and
allergy, stress. And so I've got my lemon and my honey, my hot water, and just my good old water.
Yeah, my stomach hasn't been feeling great the last few days. And
really?
It's definitely not a stomach bug. It's just
one of those things.
Yeah.
One of those things. So I've the listeners, bear with me. I will try to keep the voice going and strong throughout the afternoon and then get through tomorrow and then kind of rest up over the weekend. So hopefully people have had a chance to recoup a little bit, to rest a little bit. Because I will bring you some comments. Mr. Let's see, Andrew in Maine on YouTube saying, good afternoon, Mr. Zommers and Tuttles. Glad they let you back upstairs. Yes, but thank you for noticing, Andrew. For those watching on the stream, first time I've been in the home studio in over a week and a half.
Yeah, it's because he was traveling across on Todd and Trigby's What Makes Wisconsin Great tour around the state, and then downstairs at the election set for the first 3 days of the week.
They let me move back upstairs. How about that? Very kind of them. But big thanks to our great set team and engineering team for giving us those fantastic set design opportunity to bring you Wisconsin to sides 2024 with all the great support down there. But they're dismantling it as we speak, I understand. So back here in the home studio. So going to hear Vice President Harris spoke yesterday afternoon. Going to have a comment from her. And then also about an hour ago, we carried live coverage. President Joe Biden addressed the nation in the Rose Garden this morning. Talked a little bit about the transfer of power, his message to Americans. So we'll bring you highlights from that speech and then take more of your calls. And yes, we are going to get to this piece on dealing with post-election anxiety. Here's some good news. In the last 24 hours, I have not heard one or seen one campaign election television ad or radio ad. That's good news.
Yeah, it was so bad. I remember, so my niece, Gracie, who is six, she has this like kid's tablet. You know, we've all seen them. It's like a mini iPad with the really big rubber edges so it doesn't break. And there's only certain apps you can have on it. Even on a specially curated kid's tablet, there were tons really? Of like anti-trans, anti-Tammy Baldwin ads on it. Really? And I was like, are you kidding me? You're putting this in front of little kids. That's messed up.
It is messed up. But also, again, it shows you the power of advertising and digital these days. What they're sending it out to.
Well, I was like, Gracie's trying to play a math game. She doesn't need to see this.
And there it was. Well, the good news is all that's ended, at least for a while. As we said yesterday, and we're not going to talk about it today, but there is a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin coming up next year. Also a state school superintendent race. We're not talking. I'm just not in the mood to get back into campaign mode today, but we'll talk about it soon. So be aware of that. 10 past the hour of 12 noon. Again, glad to have you along with us. Vice President Harris, Howard University yesterday in Washington, D.C., took to the stage to concede the election, to congratulate President-elect Donald Trump, and to offer her support in the peaceful transition of power. Here's one of the comments from the Vice President yesterday.
Now I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up.
Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday at Howard University in Washington, D.C. I thought she touched on a couple of very important key things. Number one, she wholeheartedly, without equivocation, conceded the election and admitted it was, I shouldn't say admitted, but confirmed that it was free and fair, and she accepted the results. Thanked her supporters, but was also careful to say, look, while I concede this election, I don't concede the principles on which we campaigned. I thought that was the right tone. I thought it was the right tenor. I thought she did a great job in the moment that she had to do. And as we discussed or talked about briefly this morning on our special report, also very important to note that what is happening yesterday, what happened yesterday, and what is happening today is important to the tenets of democracy in this country. And it's very different than what was afforded Biden and Harris 4 years ago by then President Trump. Remember, Trump never gave a concession speech, never called Biden to concede or to wish him well. In fact, up until last week, was still disputing the results, completely unfounded, of the 2020 election. What Biden and Harris have done in the last 48 hours is exactly what they should have and needed to do, which is to do their part to continue the fundamental tenets of American democracy, which is conceding and supporting the election results. Not the principles, as the vice president said, of what she ran, but conceding the election. President Trump, as we said, went to the Rose Garden a couple of hours, an hour and a half ago. Start with the first cut here, which I think was an extraordinary moment for the President Biden. And he was in his consoling mode today, his positivity. It's what he's, one of the things he's best at. Here's the first cut from Joe Biden's speech in the Rose Garden this morning.
The struggle for the soul of America since our very founding has always been an ongoing debate and still vital today. I know for some people, it's a time for victory, to state the obvious. For others, it's a time of loss. Campaigns are contests of competing visions. The country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature.
President Joe Biden earlier this morning. You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. I thought those were important words from the president this morning. Because as we move forward, and we will, in the state of Wisconsin and in the United States of America, we don't have to concede our principles, but we do need to find pathways together to listen to each other. And that doesn't mean that folks that voted for Harris have to listen more, but we have to try to meet in the middle to listen to each other equally. Understand why every rural county in Wisconsin got more red, voted for Trump more than in 2020. We have to do our part to understand why that is, why that was. Folks on the other side who voted for Trump, in my opinion, need to meet the other side halfway and understand what is it that you're so upset about. I keep going back to this line from Ted Lasso, the television program. Be curious, not judgmental. Again, that doesn't mean allowing folks to be racist and misogynist and put up with those types of slurs. Doesn't mean that. But it means trying to understand and be curious about why people say those things. What leads to that? Kira Sabin on this program has talked about loneliness and people lashing out because of what they're struggling with themselves. Those are the things we're going to continue to explore on this program. Off the text line today from Michaela in West Bend on WAUK, quote, the election results helped me finally let go of toxic family relationships that I don't know why I was holding on to. My husband did more to protect his nieces than their own fathers, and some of their mothers could be bothered too. I'm proud of him. Thanks, Michaela. Appreciate that. WMDX Matt Middleton saying, quote, ever since 2008, people all over the Western world are asking for and demanding change. The Democratic Party failure to speak to and deliver on this is why people are willing to abandon democracy in America. At least Trump is a change agent. An awful one, but is something different. Just my two cents from, unquote, from Matt Middleton. I think that both of those texts are very good. Going to come back and discuss that. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for a Thursday, the 7th of November, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half. and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Paddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along. Zommer's on the board talking a little bit about get the election results, but talking about what President Biden said today in the Rose Garden, a couple more clips from him. Also had the clip from Vice President Harris yesterday, both conceding the election, both working on a transition, a peaceful transition of power. In one of those clips, it was President Biden aligned about working on lowering the temperature, saying you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Kevin texting in Maguanago, listening on WAUK, says, by lowering the temperature, does Biden mean Trump is no longer a fascist or Hitler, unquote. I don't want to speak for President Biden. I don't know what he means. I mean, I don't know what his intention internally is. I should say it that way. My take on it is, no, it's not any sort of a concession or any sort of a backtracking on what he talked about in Project 2025. I think that's still true, and we'll talk about it later. We're already seeing the Trump transition team literally take pages out of Project 2025 and implementing them less than 24 hours after the election. But what it does mean, I believe, is that I believe that the president, the vice president are working towards trying to do their part in a peaceful transition of power. We didn't have that in January 6th of 2021, largely because President Trump at the time ginned things up. I think Biden and Harris here are saying we must accept these election results. Trump not only won the Electoral College, but also the popular vote, but it doesn't mean giving up our principles. There's a difference there. 855-752-4842, our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeffrey Perry. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, hello, Todd. Well, first of all, I've been enjoying your celebrity interviews recently.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you put me in touch with Anson Williams?
He's now in the Rolodex. He was a Harris surrogate. We have all these celebrities that were that we would have never gotten otherwise. But you know, who knows? Who knows? instead of dancing with the stars, B-list celebrities are going to come on the All Ball Show. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So I've been doing some reflecting, and the question that's being asked in my circles is, why did people vote for Trump? And I think I came up with something, and see if this makes any sense. And I promise I'm going somewhere with this, although it might not sound like it when I start. Mm-hmm. So I live in a rural area. It's a very rustic setting. I'm in the village, but there's a farm field behind me. We get a lot of wildlife in the yard. It's not unusual to see deer or fox or sandhill cranes or, you know, something like that. And so the other about a month ago, month and a half ago, I'm tooling around in the yard and I come across a big snake. Now, I don't like snakes. It's an irrational fear. I understand that, but I do not like snakes. And it was a garter snake, mind you, but this was the biggest like garter snake I've ever seen. This thing was huge. Uh-huh. So I have two things that are going on in my brain simultaneously. Number one, I know intellectually this is a garter snake. It's harmless to people. It's probably doing good. He's probably eating rodents and eating pests, right? But the other side of my brain is screaming, snake! I hate snakes! Get rid of the snake! Okay? So then I didn't think this at the time, but I thought of this yesterday or the day before. So that's the kind of thing I think that was going on in the people that were voting for Trump. Like intellectually, they knew the things that you've been saying on your show and other civic media shows and through the media and whatever about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Intellectually, they know all those things are true. But the other side of their brain is screaming, you know, my job, they're going to be taken. Mm-hmm. These people are coming across the border. These trans people are, you know, my kids, blah, blah, blah. And that side of it took over and they bought into that. And when you put that in with all the Fox News stuff and all the right-wing podcasts and all that stuff, I think that's the way to explain it. At least that's the only way I've come up with to explain it, is that these are not bad people that we should, you know, we should go to war with or anything like that. So that's why I'm glad that the president, the vice president have done the things that you've been talking about here and reacted the way they did. These are good people. They just had that emotional reaction that some of us didn't have. And I guess that's the way I need to explain it at least to myself.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a cogent comment. I think that it's well thought out. And I agree with it to a large extent. I think and we said this a lot, right, on this show, that people's fears were being played to. And unfortunately, in politics, oftentimes fear works. Right. I also think I mean, we talked about this with Reed Galen from the Union and Trigvi Olsen on the Lincoln Project on the bus riding around the state. They did not discount Trump winning. They thought it was a low probability. I'll quote one of them. They said, in order for Trump to win on Tuesday, he's going to need a sausage fest. Meaning all of the white young males are going to have to show up in record numbers. And guess what? They did.
And they did.
And combine that with 15 million, with some of the black males too, and combine that with 15 million Democrats staying home for whatever reason, that in large part gave Trump the victory. And I think the increase in Latino males voting. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a misconnect here that, again, there was fear about what their lives may be like moving forward. Some of it unfounded. But some of these ads that got pounded into them via TV and radio, it worked. It played on their fears. And that's where I'm getting to, that we have to meet folks, not give up our principles, but say, what is it that you mentioned podcasts, these types of things. Where are they getting their news? Where are they getting their media? And have conversations moving forward. Jeff Perry, always a great call. I appreciate you so very much. Stay tuned. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn likes to see. Gene from Claire, L.A. Tom, Dan in Green Bay, and many on the text lines will take you next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Thursday. On Election Day, we heard from a market analyst that the grain market was expected to move around a bit this week as traders react to the election outcome and the headlines. But on the dairy side, trade has been quieter for now. Zach Bauer is a broker analyst with Everag. He paints the picture for us. What is the dairy market seeing this week that might spur action later?
From a dairy perspective, wasn't a whole lot of trade on that. I think you really saw it more on the grains and other commodities. But from the dairy perspective, you know, I think, in my opinion, what I think we could potentially see, right, the one thing we know about Trump is that he's very heavy on the tariff talk, right? Now, we know that he likes to talk in extremes when it comes to those things, and we know that those are negotiating tactics. So, you know, in the short term, could we see 100% tariff on Mexico? Sure. But in the long run, is he probably using that to negotiate something to later on lower that tariff? More than likely, yes.
Dairy broker analyst Zach Bauer joining us from Everag. He says here's what could happen. Countries might start front-loading, meaning in the next couple of months before the inauguration, trade partners might load up on dairy products if they expect tariffs are coming. That's what Zach Bauer will be watching. Stick around for a look at commodity prices coming up next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1024 brochure.
Thursday from Chicago, cash and new crop corn is trading down a penny and a quarter at $4.25 a bushel. Cash soybeans are up a nickel and three quarters at 10.09 and a half. November 2025 new crop soybeans are trading up 3 cents at 10.35 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down 4 3/4 cents at 6.02 and a quarter. Taking a look at the Class 3 milk contracts, they're mixed. December milk is down 4 cents at $18.98 a hundredweight. The January contract is sitting neutral at $19.13 a hundredweight, but the February contract is up 3 cents at $19.20. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A happy high-pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid-50s. With clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles, who we'll talk movies with, and he'll help make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Glad for the conversation on this Thursday, November 7th, 2024, 34 now past the hour. Zahmer's on the board talking a little bit more about this election, getting it out of our systems, being cathartic. Gave you some of the comments from Vice President Harris and President from yesterday and President Biden this morning. Have a couple more we're going to get to here. In fact, Zahmer's, don't go anywhere, please. LA Tom, Gene, Dan, I promise you we're going to get to you in a minute. I want to play one more cut here. This is from President Biden on setbacks this morning.
Look, folks, you all know it in your lives. Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable. Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable. We all get knocked down. But the measure of our character, as my dad would say, is how quickly we get back up. Remember, a defeat does not mean we are defeated. We lost this battle. The America of your dreams is calling for you to get back up. That's the story of America for over 240 years.
Joe Biden this morning in the Rose Garden speaking to the country after again confirming that Democrats lost the election, inviting Trump in for a peaceful transition. I love that line. Setbacks are inevitable, but giving up is, inexcusable. Yeah.
Unforgivable. I think you said both.
Unforgivable. 855-752-4842. Lots of calls to get to. Going to go in order that they were received. As Matt Flynn likes to say, do not hang up. L.A. Tom from Los Angeles. L.A., what do you got?
Yeah, Todd, you know what? We need to hit back at these Republicans when they say certain things. One, Joe Biden did not call Trump a Hitler and or a fascist. That was actually J.D. Vance who said that he was America's Hitler. And it was John Kelly that said he was fascist through and through. So, again, we can't let things lie because these things like transgender things and all this type of stuff, we have to punch back when they say them because they're not true. The second thing I want to ask you is what do we do, Todd, as a movement? And I'm not talking about a movement to make money because it seems to me like every new group that comes up is looking for more money. How do we get money out of politics? And how do we get it so we're not getting 10,000 commercials on the TV and we're not getting 10,000 emails and text messages asking and begging for money? Because honestly, I think that right there suppresses the vote. I think people get so sick of it that they're just like, you know what, I'm going to show up.
I mean, Tom, I think that you and I are agreeing on a lot of things. I agree that it'd be wonderful to get money out of politics. I think that Citizens United was the death knell in a lot of ways to free and equal campaigns. I would love to see that ended. You want the honest answer? It's not going to happen in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Most likely, Republicans are going to control both houses of Congress and the presidency. So, I mean, it's fine to talk about it, have a drink and talk about it, but there's no movement that's going to be large enough. I think, quite frankly, it's a waste of time to try to say, okay, well, let's be purists and get rid of money out of politics. There's no way it's going to happen, Tom, in the next 4 years because Democrats aren't going to control anything.
But aren't Republicans' constituents themselves sick of it and want to get money out of politics? I mean, I
think maybe.
Like,
I think
it's
maybe.
Legal bribery.
I think, yeah, sure. But again, I go back to. Look at this issue, as important as you and I can agree on that it is. But think of the more atrocious, more offensive things, and we don't have to repeat them, that Trump said. And at the end of the day, none of it mattered. What people cared more about was what they perceived they were paying at the grocery store and the cost it is for rent and whether or not they can, how much it's going to cost to drive their truck. That's what it is. And so I think rather than tilt at windmills for the time being, I think it's tilting at windmills to try to somehow magically change campaign finance reform. We have to say, okay, this is the playbook. How do we win with this playbook rather than trying to change the playbook?
But here's the thing also, like as an example, some billionaires have put a lot of infrastructure and money into Latino radio.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative Latino radio.
Correct.
And look at the payback. we don't have enough people putting money into progressive radio or really progressive TV like they do on the right. There is no comparison. If we had civic media probably for the last 20 years, then I think Kamala Harris probably would have won this in a landslide.
It's one step at a time. It's one step at a time. I'm proud to work for civic media. I don't like the phrase progressive liberal media or radio. That, in my opinion, our owner, Sage Weil, this is about community radio, about truthful radio. Tell the truth and do it with integrity, period. That's our vision. It's not to elect Democrats. We're not here to elect Democrats. We're not here to help the progressive liberal movement. We're here to get truthful, honest candidates elected. And right now, most of those people follow the Democratic side of the aisle. But once you start branding it as progressive liberal media, you know what? You lose half the people. And you lose the guys who are watching Barstool Sports. And you lose the guys who are watching or listening to podcasts. And you lose the Latinos who are sick and tired of being called Latinx, a term drawn up by white women in public universities that no Latino who actually uses that. And you offend them and you lose them in the media. So we need to stop calling ourselves liberal progressive media and talk about truth and meet people where they're at. That's how you win. And then
I agree on that, but no, I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying to you also is that they have talking points that they have every day, and it goes through all of the different media circulation. And the thing is, we on the, I'll call it the FDR progressive, but we on the other side don't have an actual messaging place. You know, we say Democrats don't know how to message.
Yeah,
we don't have a messaging platform.
Right. Here's, Tom. I got to move on, Tom. I'm going to tell it.
Yep.
Bill Clinton, one of the most successful Democratic politicians ever, whether you like it or not, folks. Bill Clinton, here's his quote. Quote, Democrats want to fall in love. Republicans just fall in line. Unquote.
Yep.
That's the truth. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure on WCFW. What say you?
Well, it's always a pleasure, too. And thank you guys again for the great job that you're doing and your wonderful person there, Aaron. He does a great job. You know, I love what people are talking about today because, you know, the way things are framed, and I think we should be talking about some of that stuff about, you know, like the unconscious thought, you know, accounts for 98% of brain activity and the way that they use the hate-filled words or the fear-filled words over and over and over and over again. I watched as Wisconsin was taken over by the ALEC group, and I listened from morning to night to different stations, even to include our public broadcast station. Same message over, 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 over again. Every station I turned to throughout the day. Because I lived in a city where I got cable and all different things. Then I moved into a rural area. Nothing. But now we got civic media. But anyway, so I was keeping notes. I got volumes of research that I have done on how people, I don't like the word brainwashed, but they're thinking impacted by utilizing fear and emotion and things that they can't think straight and they can't rationalize and they can't. And then I would ask people, well, tell me about, you know, would they make one of the statements they heard on the radio? Well, tell me more about that. They couldn't. They could just only repeat the statement. My background's psychology. And this is very, very significant. That's why
I think you're right.
Civic media is important. And I'd like to say one more thing. And this is just from my feelings. I am not going to watch a felon be sworn in as President of the United States. That bothers me more than anything in the world, that this man, a felon, a criminal, that goes after women, I'm sickened by even that aspect. But that's just my two cents for today. But thank you so much.
I really appreciate it, Gene. Thank you so much. Gene brings up a great point. I'm not going to disclose names. I was talking to a member of my extended family last night. And somebody that they know in a community that I know, I'm trying to be vague, But I'm just telling you, this is a legit story. Someone who has a college-educated white male who voted for Trump and got hot to this person in my family, not hot, but just got excited, like voices raised, saying that if Trump says for me to go out to jail on January 6th, I got a rifle, I'm a good shot, I'll go there. I'll do it. If he tells me to do it, I'll do it. This is not some backwoods hick. It's a college-educated guy who, at DeGene's point, has been brought into a cult-like atmosphere, who has been radicalized. That's what we have to start admitting and dealing with and saying, how do we talk to those people? I mean, some of these folks are not going to be rational at all. They're unfortunately beyond help, in my opinion. But we have to use some means to try to get to folks. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dan in Green Bay. Dan, thanks for listening to the great station WGBW. We were just there last week. What say you?
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, some of the people that are calling in here are pretty delusional. Okay. So, first of all, Trump is not going to try to be a dictator. Trump is not going to, because he's already been president, he never tried to do that. But I'm amazed at how some of your callers actually think that Republicans are out to get them. Mm-hmm. All we care about is making this country better. And it is, I'll give you a perfect example. Okay. So,
can I interrupt you for a second? Can I interrupt you for a second, Dan?
And
maybe this
go ahead and interrupt. I expected you to.
I hope it's for a good reason. If you're going there, that's great. Go there. What I'm really interested in is, I'm assuming you voted for Donald Trump. As a Trump voter, what was it that motivated you? Why did you vote for him? I'm honestly curious about that.
That's actually a very decent question, and thank you. Mm-hmm. It's purely policy. It has nothing to do with Trump. I don't even like Donald Trump, okay? And I don't like Kamala Harris either. I think they're both blowhards, basically, okay? Mm-hmm. So my vote for Trump was purely policy-driven. And actually, my votes are always policy-driven.
May I ask which policies what things connected with you, Dan? What policy or what things connected? What are two that said, this is the person I'm voting for?
Well, that's a great question, too. Actually, just being pro-business and actually kind of repelling, like, some of the Democrat talking points, which are absolutely ridiculous. Can I talk?
Okay, yeah, I'm curious, yeah.
For instance, like really rich people, really successful people should be taxed more. Okay. There are studies that so I'm an old guy. So there have been studies over the years, over time, over the last 30, 40, 50 years that prove that taxing the rich even more would be, a way to get rid of our problems. And that's just not true. I mean, for instance, if you look from between 2021 and 2024, the amount of taxes, income taxes that the rich has been paying has risen from the top 1%.
Okay? Hey, Dan. I'm up against a hard break. The clock's going to cut me off in 20 seconds. I don't want to be rude. So I just want to say thank you for the call. I thought that was a very thoughtful call. I appreciate the thoughtful points, and we need to have more of this kind of dialogue. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're up against the clock. When the computer cuts me off, Dan, I can't do anything about it. Stay tuned. Our lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. This is fantastic. Do not hang up. We're getting to you next on the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. The phone lines are lit up. Love it. Love the discussion. Love the civil discourse. That's why we're here. That's how we move forward. Andrew in Maine, maybe bringing up what Tom from LA said earlier. I'm not saying that people shouldn't make big donations. I mean, Civic Media appreciates your donation if you want to do that. All that I'm saying is that to try to get some sort of comprehensive campaign finance reform that President-elect Trump would sign is going to be near impossible. So rather than spending a bunch of time on campaign finance reform, which is never going to pass a Republican-controlled Congress or have Trump sign it, let's use the playbook we have. I'm not Democrat or Republican, but for the issues that I believe in, and find ways to move forward and win. And I believe we can do that. 855-752-4842. Lots of people on the line. We'll take them in order that you called. If you could be brief, because I want to get everybody in if we can. So a minute each. Go ahead, Mark, prepare to sack.
Yeah, thanks so much, Todd. And, you know, it seems to be forgotten that our highest economic growth was back when our tax rate was much higher on the upper incomes. It was like 70% under John Kennedy, and it was Ronald Reagan that slashed that way back. I guess, you know, getting to one of some of the Trump policies, I wonder what's going to happen for firearm safety. I think a lot of that's going to get repealed. I'm afraid that who knows if they might even say, well, you don't need to have any background checks at all. You can order firearms through the mail like you used to be able to do back in some years back prior to 1968. But one of the things that I just ran across one of my articles, you know, looking at the ammunition. And
yeah,
I
quickly, Mark.
This ammunition. It said TUI for what kind of ammunition was a tumble upon impact. Mm-hmm. And all you can get as much of that as you want, and all that's good for is for killing people. Why the hell that is available to civilians is beyond me. I mean, I buy ammunition that is going to make a swift kill on my whitetails, mm-hmm. my whitetail hunting. But why people need to, why civilians need to buy tumble upon impact ammunition?
Yeah. Yep, agreed, Mark. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ann, who's been a patient up in WCFW, beautiful Chippewa Falls. Ann, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hello. I just have a quick message for everybody, all the audiences out there. So I guess for me, being a teacher, Donald Trump can lie, cheat, steal, rape, and have 34 felons and become the president. Usually in our district, when kids act this way, they end up in the principal's office most of the time.
Yeah.
And now more than half the country says this is okay for character in our country. And I think that's the biggest part that I'm disappointed in. And I think we have a very greedy country, because instead of thinking about your own pocketbook all the time, let's think about the rest of the world and what they're going through. Instead of always making an extra dollar, we are so greedy in that sense. You know, maybe we all just need to live with a little bit less and we'd still be just as happy. Getting out in nature. Those are things that you guys suggest. And I think that's where people need to be spending their time.
Really appreciate
it. So that's all I have.
Really appreciate the call and great advice. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, if you can make it quick, please go ahead. Dick, turn down your radio, first of all, my friend, and hop on the phone. What have you got for us, Dick? All right, let's put Dick on hold. Let's go to Tom in Madison. Tom on WMDX. Tom, if you can make it quick, please go ahead.
Oh, yes. You know, I've been posting that thing about, what do you tell your kids? John McCain wasn't a war hero, or, you know, we shouldn't elect a convicted felon to office. And I finally got my first reply after posting it hundreds of times to different Republican sites. And the response was, we outvoted you. They don't really care about the policy, as your other caller demonstrated. They just care about power. And, you know, people are feeling powerless. I get that. But how quickly they can sell democracy out for a couple of cents at the gas pump or at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Ethics and civics we should be teaching, and most of all, empathy.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really, Tom, appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, if you can make a brief, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, I believe Bernie Sanders because he's been in the Senate for 34 years. And when he says tax the rich can fix the problem overnight, I believe him. And number two, what is wrong with the rich paying their fair share? What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, Cindy, of the ultra rich. We're talking about the billionaires. But I think here's part of the challenge here. I think there was a message that if we just tax the rich, everything will be okay. And to the caller's earlier point, look, there are small business men and women in this state. Think of your local independent plumber, your electrician, your restaurant owner, the people in your communities. On paper, the farmer. You want to know how many farmers in the state on paper are worth well over millions of dollars? Because they own land and they own expensive machinery. So their total growth net worth is $5 million. So they hear Democrats saying tax the rich, and the farmer's going, look, I might on paper be wealthy, but I'm struggling to go month by month. The message got skewed by some, not all Democrats. But you can't just say, anybody who has money, we're going to tax you to hell. That's not the message that connects with business people. We're talking, it should have been, we want to tax Elon Musk, and we want to tax Zuckerberg. Those are the people that should be paying more. Not your local farmer or your local business person. 855-752-4842. Where are we going, Zombers?
Only like 40 seconds.
Oh, 40. Sorry. Steve and Dick, if you can hang on, we'll go to you next. 855-752-4842. Going to come back. I promise you, Zombers will hold this to me. We will talk about election anxiety today. We're not going to go the entire show and not get to it. And more phone calls, lots of things to get to off the text line as well. Great show. See, civil discourse, a little honesty sprinkled in. We can get there. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, what comes next? Former U.S. Attorney James Santel will join me. We'll talk about the fraud sentencing, the J6 trial, the Georgia case, plus the documents case. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.